to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Let's take a breath together. So I know many of you have done talks like this. And so I know some of you know, but this thing happens when you have a talk title. You begin to experience the talk title. So I woke up Tuesday morning with this incredible, overwhelming internal turmoil, going, what is going on? And then somewhere around 7 o'clock in the evening, bing, oh, percolating. And all week long, my internal dialogue and beliefs and perspectives have been tumultuous, have been percolating, if you will, because that's what happens with percolation. Now, some of you may not recognize this. The younger generation may not recognize this. For some of us, this is where the pleasure of coffee started. And then there was the electric one of these that had a painfully short cord. Whose idea was that? I mean, literally the cord was like this, and in order to pour it, you had to kind of do gymnastics in your kitchen, right? We've gotten better. And now this thing called coffee, pour overs. Some of you are Starbucks. Some of you are Dunkin'. Some are Nitro. Some are cold brew. We've got a gazillion ways to make coffee now, right? Same purpose, except for those of you that among us that are aliens that drink decaf. You confuse me. I'm just going to own it. You confuse me. It's like breathing air with no oxygen in it. I don't get it. I don't get it. Don't need to. And I love you, and your coffee is safe from me. That I can tell you. Right? So let's look at this thing we got going here, because the talk this morning is percolating passion with purpose. Now, we got the percolator, and oddly enough, in my mind, this comes together a whole lot like the science of mind symbol. Stick with me. All right. So we have a purpose. The purpose, simply in this mechanism, is to make coffee. Right? But if we don't start with the right things, we sometimes run into trouble. Right? So, handy-dandy little basket. Only some of us have filters that we see the process through. And this filter doesn't actually fit this purpose. But we can make that happen. We shove it in there and we poke a hole. I can poke holes in my purpose and in my filters to make them work. And then it's in there, right? And then we think we know what all the components are. And we realize that, whoops, maybe I need something else. Because these whole beans, it's going to take a long time to to make some coffee with these. But some of us get so drastically caught up in, I have to do it, that we don't think, or maybe we do think, and then we choose not to ask for help. And so you might be the one with the grinder that I need, but I can't ask you for it because that would front me off as having not thought it all the way through. Right? And now my beans are in there, and I figured out they're not going to work, but I don't know what to do with the beans because they're already in the mix. But I happened to find some ground coffee, so I'm just going to put it all in here together and trust that something greater than me is going to work it out. So for the record, law just takes this mixture. It doesn't go, oh, he meant to grind those other beans, so let me grind them in law for him. That's not what the activity of law does. It just goes, okay, this is how we're making coffee today. Right? Now here's the thing. There's more parts to this. Right? There's this handy dandy little lid that in the scheme of things, the function of this is to keep this stuff in the basket and to measure the water through the basket at a specific rate. Right? Timing really is everything. And we cannot rush this process. If you've ever tried to rush the process of one of these things, they will boil over. Right? And how many times do our passions boil over because we're trying to rush the percolation process? Okay. Now, we're good to go, right? We've got this. We need some substance, right? So we got some water. We need that. But then there's this activity of involution and evolution. This is a required thing. Because this is the very thing that allows, we've involved everything in the process now, right? So that goes in there. Ernest Holmes talked about the energy of a prayer, the fire of a prayer, of a treatment, of a belief. Well, that's what makes this actually work. Right? The heat heats the water. The water comes up through this stem, percolates, and goes back through. So we have a whole process now of involution, evolution, involution, evolution. Just like our belief systems, that we have something in mind, law acts upon it, it produces form. We immediately observe that form, which creates more thoughts, which then are acted on by law, which are then made into form, which are then observed. So the whole process of creation is one of percolation. Who knew? Okay. So if we just leave it like this, so that we can see everything that's happening, because you know we want to. It's okay to tell the truth. It won't work. It will make a serious mess. Because that is coming up through there has some force. And the hotter the water gets, the closer it gets to the finished product, the more force that has. So we need this. But now, our humanity is all plexed up because now I can't see what's happening. I can't see anymore, right? And every once in a while, I'll get a little glimpse, because every once in a while, this little bubble goes bloop, and I'm like, oh, is it ready yet? Anybody else ever watched? Right? Because when it gets a certain color, I'll know it's done. So when my passion and my purpose reach a certain fruition, I'll know it's done. Or will I? Because I don't live in a vacuum here on planet Earth. Okay? My passion, my purpose is percolating within me. Right? However, when we begin to pour that out, now other people are involved. Because we don't live in a vacuum. And we are one, so everything I percolate impacts whatever you're percolating. And then together, we actually wind up creating something we could not individually see. That passion comes together to fulfill the ultimate passion of creation, simply to create. To create in mysterious ways that we perhaps can't conceive individually. When I was first dating, there was no way I would have ever conceived of Deborah Ellis. Couldn't have, because the things in my basket, first of all, I had so many filters. I have room for nothing in my basket. First thing I had to do was get rid of my filters. Right? I didn't know that she was possible in my life because I didn't know that I was possible in my own life. Right? And so lots of things got percolated in the process of evolving this amazing relationship. Maybe you can relate. Maybe you can relate to the relationships that wound up watering the plants because they weren't good coffee. Maybe it was just me that had those. Maybe all y'all started with perfect relationships and you're still in them. The reality is, no matter how we do it, it can't be wrong. That's the big thing I want you to get. That something is always percolating within you. Because you are a center of creation. We talked last week about, you know, and we've talked about this a lot in the Science of Mind study group, that we don't create. The human us creates nothing. We discover and we use. This is a whole lot of discoveries. It's a discovery of the coffee bean. It's a discovery of heat transference and water. It's a discovery of how to use natural law and products that are in nature to make something else. Right? All this existed before we discovered it. We didn't create coffee. We discovered all of the things that come together to make coffee. And we use those. And then we figured out that we could use electricity. Electricity we did not create. We discovered electricity. It always existed. Right? And so that's the thing that I really want you to get, is that you don't have to create your creativity. Right? You don't have to create a divine idea in the mind of God. You already are that. All you have to do is discover that. And then how to use that. Discover who you incredibly, divinely are. And then be that. And when you be that, your doing will take care of itself. You will be divinely guided what to do as soon as you figure out who you be. Who you be. Yes, I said that. Who you be. Right? Because too many of us are trying to do ourselves into being something. Whoa, it ain't gonna work. Because it's predicated on the wrong beans. It's predicated on filters. If you think you can do yourself into being, you don't know who you be. You don't. And the minute you know who you be, you know who everybody else be. Because that's the beauty of our oneness. And we get lost in thinking that if we're one, then we're the same. No! I love you, Eugene. My brother, you need an amen corner, you need an old crap corner, and you need a that is just funny corner. Because it's what we do. We think sameness, we think oneness means sameness, we think differences mean separation. Ain't a word of truth in none of it. We are one. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say when you prepare coffee, you really don't want tea to come out of here. It's just a hunch I got. Right? You don't want Kool-Aid to come out of your coffee percolator unless you put Kool-Aid in it. Because if we were all the same, that's what we would be expecting. And here, and I'm going to go here. I didn't think I was, but I'm going to. Socially, we're so busy looking at all this stuff around supremacy. I cannot think of a more arrogant, oppressive supremacy than to think sameness. Because we all think it from our perspective. See, oneness means sameness, and I'm the model. I'm the litmus test. If you would just get your shit together and line up with me, all will be well. Could we possibly be more arrogant and supremacist in anything? No. And there lies the pain of humanity. There lies the pain of humanity. Is this separation. So we get all this, and the little bubbly thing happens. But even when we think it's going to be what it's going to be, because there are differences, as it begins to express, it changes. And so you think it's going to be black coffee, but perhaps it's not. Perhaps it's not. Let's take this into prayer. What a joy it is to recognize, to recognize, to know again the oneness of creation. That there is one source, one essence, one energy, one substance. Its very circumference is nowhere. And so its center must be everywhere. It creates out of itself to expand itself. And being here in form, I must be that. And so all of the passion of the infinite must be percolating within me. And what is true of me is true of all. And so every expression of creation is that divine activity of percolation. No two the same. No two snowflakes the same. No two grains of sand the same. No two people the same. No two pots of coffee the same. That we lean into the discovery and the use of the individualized passion of creation itself born within us. That we say yes to being that, trusting, knowing deep within the very center of our being, which is the center of creation itself, that when we consent to being, it percolates the doing. So grateful. As I allow the word of the infinite to resonate in every fiber of my being, I am moved to gratitude, to a sense of celebration for how all of this works. Even when my brain doesn't get it, my heart recognizes it. And I allow myself to just bask in the joy and the celebration, knowing that every passion, every purpose is coming together, percolating into the perfect cup of coffee every single time. And so I release, I let go, and I let it be. And I invite you to join me as we say together, and so it is.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.